This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments. Wash his hands and seal his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Well, the party's over. Turn out the lights. Yeah, the party's over. And Donald Trump is going to take executive actions on Friday. That's right. That's right. January 20th, Donald Trump is going to take executive actions. Yahoo is reporting this today. Sean Spicer actually said as much today as well, that President-elect Donald Trump may take four or five executive actions on Friday, the day he's sworn into office, spokesman Sean Spicer said. And I quote, "He's got a few of them, probably in the area of four or five, that we're looking at for Friday. Some of them logistical," Spicer said Wednesday in a news briefing. "Then there are some other ones that I expect him to sign with respect to a couple of issues that have been high on his priority list." Spicer did not elaborate. Trump had promised to take executive actions immediately after taking office, of course, to counter some of the policies of Mr. Obama. And amid the packing, there are now tears. Yes. Amid packing boxes and tears, staffers are leaving the White House. There's been a mass exodus underway at the White House. There are, in fact, there have been moving trucks spotted. And the president will depart. And I'm sure that there are many people that are saddened by it, his staffers. But there are also those that are probably very happy, myself included. I don't know if you've noticed this. I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but there is a meeting going on right now in Davos. The Davos globalists are now meeting, and they're freaking out, and they're searching for fixes to save the system from populists. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. They are having these meetings, and they're fretting about the inequality, while, of course, they are sipping vintage wine and eating crepes in Davos. Couple stories here I want to talk about. China's President Z preaches the merits of globalism. Look, if there's one thing that we have learned in this election, and I want to be very clear about this, because I think there's not enough people that are understanding really what just happened and going forward what's going to happen. And again, I kind of touched on this a little bit yesterday. I got all these articles here. Wall Street Journal yesterday, they had a whole section, whole special section, World Economic Forum, Outlook 2017, and the new landscape. In a wake of a tumultuous year, globalists survey a world of uncertainty. Okay? The leader of China, this is just, this kills me. These are the Chinese communists here. So the Chinese president, President Xi, issued a full-throated defense of international trade and economic integration as doubts about the merits of globalization mount in the U.S. and elsewhere in the West. Okay, that's today, Wall Street Journal. Okay. Now, there's an article in Bloomberg today. Davos elite seek fixes to defend the system from populists. as if populism and nationalism is a dirty word. It is to these people. They're freaking out. I got other examples. I just want to read the headlines of some of these. Okay. All right. Here's one from Yahoo. This was January 11th. Polarized societies fuel risk at Davos after a year of upheaval. Okay? Got it? All right. Let me find this other one here. Because there's another one I wanted to play for you here. Where is it? Here we go. This is from USA Today. USA Today. Okay? Talking about Davos. China's Xi invokes the Gettysburg Address in defense of free trade. Xi pushed back against talk of protectionism that emerges a hallmark of President-elect's economic policy during the campaign. Okay? But there is more. There is more. Here is another one. Oh, this is the one from the Wall Street Journal. China preaches the merits of globalism. Got it? Okay. Globalism has failed. Has failed the middle class. Globalism has been wonderful for the one percenters. Globalism has been wonderful for corporations. Hasn't been really so good for the out-of-work coal miner or the guy that worked in the steel mill. Those are the people, by the way, that voted for Donald Trump. And the Davos elites, the Davos globalists are now freaking out. They are freaking out because, first of all, they have no idea what exactly the average person goes through. Because it's like the same thing happens in this country. Look, globalism is truly global. Okay, and the same global elites that are poo-pooing Donald Trump and the rise of nationalism, these same people, they have no idea. They have no idea what everybody goes through. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to cooling, way down inside. Honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. I gotta share with you this article in Bloomberg because it's like bizarro, right? Davos elite seek fixes to defend the system from populists. You see, the great and the good of Davos agree that they have a problem. And that problem is populism. Now, finding a solution is the hard part. On the second day of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in the Swiss Alps, delegates disagreed on how best to address the upending of the Western political order. A debate made doubly urgent by the string of elections in Europe this year, where anti-establishment parties could gain more ground. As if this is somehow a bad thing. See, this is bizarro world, I tell you. While International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde urged a list of policies from programs to retain workers to more social spending, of course, just, you know, throw money at it, others fretted that the turbulence is only starting. Hedge fund billionaire Ray Diallo warned on a panel chaired by Bloomberg Television's Francine Lacqua that we may be at a point where globalization is ending and, I love this word, provincialization and nationalization is taking hold. That leaves the elites trying to patch together potentially expensive remedies to make the current system of global trade, banking, and business links that the Davos Club represents acceptable to the public at a time when newcomers like U.S. President-elect Donald Trump threatened to dismantle it by scrapping trade deals and introducing tariffs. Oh, no. Oh, this is the best part. We need to go to a system where we are protecting workers, not jobs, and society will help people retain or reorient. Richard Baldwin, professor of international economics at the Graduate Institute of International Development Studies in Geneva, said in an interview in Davos, there may just be a need to man up. We have to pay for the social cohesion that we need to keep our societies advancing and accept that this may be a higher tax burden on people. I.e., see, this is what we've heard too. This talk of, well, we can't have austerity. We can't cut things, right? Well, yeah, actually we can. We can cut out the fat. The solution, see, this is telling. These people think the solution is just, you know, give them more stuff, more free stuff. If we give them more stuff, they're going to be happy and they're not going to complain. Lagarde said policymakers really have to think it through and see what can be done. Is given the feedback from voters who say no. Among measures that could be implemented are fiscal and structural reforms. Whatever that means. And then she went on to say, but it needs to be granular. It needs to be regional. It needs to be focused on what will people get out of it, and it probably needs more, here we go, redistribution than we have in place at the moment, Lagarde told the panel. So, again, this is what statists do. This is what elites do. They decide that they're just going to tax people more, and they're going to give away more stuff. The article goes on to say, Davos, over the decades, has become synonymous with globalization and open markets. But in the background this year is the failure of business and political elites to predict any of the seismic political events that shaped 2016. That has raised questions over whether they are capable of understanding and addressing the anti-establishment forces that have roiled the U.S. and Europe over the past year. After Trump and Brexit, there are more votes coming this year. Elections are due in the Netherlands, France, and Germany, with a possible early poll in Italy following a constitutional referendum where voters rallied against the government. Oh, no. Oh, no. The panel on middle class anger saw former U.S. Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers attacking Donald Trump. While Dalio, founder of Bridgewater Associates, struck a more pessimistic tone than Lagarde. I want to be loud and clear. This is the best. I want to be loud and clear. Populism scares me, Dalio said. The number one issue economically as a market participant is how populism manifests itself over the next year or two. Trust me, these people are running scared. They're running for their lives because they know their very livelihoods are threatened. The fact that you're seeing populism is now something that threatens their new world order. Something as simple as that. Something as simple as populism. And what I have said is that this election specifically was a referendum not on left versus right and the traditional paradigms of left versus right. No. This was an election about globalism versus nationalism. And so when Donald Trump, and I think this was genius, when he talked about that there is no global anthem. There is no global flag. That we are America. And that we're now going to put America first. You see, for far too long, there has been this globalist movement. And thank God that populism, which they are so afraid of, has now taken hold in the world. And this is really the story. It's not so much Donald Trump, because Donald Trump really came along. He was a man of our times. Donald Trump is a man of our times. And I've often said, if it wasn't for Barack Obama, we wouldn't have Donald Trump. So thank you, Mr. Obama. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, having listened stoically for the past 2 months to accusations without evidence that Moscow hacked the U.S. election and that Hillary's loss was indirectly due to Putin's alleged meddling, which resulted in Obama's expulsion of 35 Russian diplomats, on Wednesday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov finally snapped and lashed out at the ongoing U.S. election scapegoating fiasco, saying that leaders and top officials from the U.K., Germany, and France have grossly interfered in U.S. internal affairs, campaigning for Hillary Clinton, and openly demonizing Donald Trump. He's right. He's absolutely right. Unlike U.S. accusations of Russian interference, at least Lavrov's claim can be substantiated with a simple Google search to news event in mid to late 2016. Speaking during a press conference following a meeting with his Austrian counterpart, Sebastian Kurz, Lavrov said his angry outburst was because Moscow is tired of accusations it meddled in the U.S. election. In fact, Lavrov said, it is time to acknowledge the fact that it was the other way around. He said, U.S. allies have grossly interfered in America's internal affairs in the election campaign. He said, we noticed that Angela Merkel, Francois Hollande, Theresa May, and other European leaders did so. He added that official representatives of some of the European countries did not mince words and essentially demonized Donald Trump during the election campaign. Among the more vivid examples, last August, German Foreign Minister Franz Walter Steinmeier called Trump a hate preacher. Reacting to Trump's statement that parts of London are no-go areas, UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said in December that Trump is unfit to be U.S. president. Later on, however, Johnson said that Trump's presidency might be a moment of opportunity. Of course, once he realized that he was going to win. On the other hand, the Russian government has expressed its willingness to work with the U.S. under Donald Trump, Lavrov said. Trump says that if the promotion of U.S. national interests would lead to a chance of working with Russia, it would be foolish not to do that. Our approach is the same. Where our interests collide, we should be and are ready to work together with the U.S. as well as the EU and NATO, the minister stressed. Over the past year, Russia has been repeatedly accused by Washington of meddling in the U.S. election. In January, U.S. Director of National Intelligence issued a report allegedly proving Moscow had its fingers in the U.S. election campaign. The public, however, isn't buying it. In fact, let me just talk about this. Let me just show you this. Here we go. There is a new poll out. Where is it? Let me just find it really quick. There's a new poll out. Wait a minute. Oh, here it is. The majority of Americans now aren't buying it. They don't buy it. They think that this is a scam. Huh. Amazing. In fact, let me just point this out to you. The majority of Americans believe that Russian hacking of the presidential election did not change the result. In fact, 58% of Americans think regardless of the leak, Trump would have still won. Oh, by the way, that's the same amount of people that support Barack Obama. Only 40% thought the hacking was damaging enough to change minds. Despite the breach, most Americans think the U.S. should seek to improve relations with Russia instead of sanctioning the country. So there you go. Most Americans think Donald Trump would have won the election. Okay? So the majority of Americans aren't buying this whole deal. I mean, how long are these people going to go on? How long are we going to keep hearing about this for? Probably, I suspect that this is going to become like this urban legend. That going forward, it's always going to be... Well, you know, back in 2016, when Hillary ran, she won the popular vote. It was the election where the Russians hacked into our election. And, oh yeah, James Comey, too. When is this going to end? Seriously. When is this going to end? Huh? Also, did you know that Barack Obama has the worst legislative record in history? Yeah. The worst legislative record in history. He signed fewer bills into law than even Jimmy Carter or George H.W. Bush. Barack Obama oversaw the deepest legislative malaise in modern political history. Over the course of 8 years, he signed just 1,227 bills into law, less even than one-term presidents Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush. Digging deeper into the numbers, Congress spent less time in session, handled fewer businesses on the chamber floors, and generally sputtered for much of Mr. Obama's tenure. This is according to the Washington Times. Now, again, we have heard so often about the fact that there is this partisan brinksmanship that has been going on in Washington. But that blame has to be on Barack Obama. He's never been the kind of guy that liked politics, which is bizarre seeing as how he's a politician. But he's never really liked the nuts and bolts of politics, which would include, of course, reaching across the aisle. We hear that all the time. We need to have people that reach across the aisle. He never did that. He never reached across the aisle. Because I don't think he knows how. I don't think it's really in him. So, again, you know, you have to conclude that the Obama presidency has been an abject failure. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Welcome back. 877-317-6432 is the number here. If you haven't been glued to the TV watching C-SPAN for the last week, you wouldn't know that there's been these confirmation hearings going on, right? The latest one that's kind of interesting is Betsy DeVos. And she was being grilled by Senator Bernie Sanders. And this is just a classic exchange here. So I want to listen. I want you to listen to what he says. Because in this soundbite that I'm going to play for you, Senator Sanders specifically asks Betsy DeVos about whether or not she favors free education for all. And I want you to listen to her response.
Some of us believe that we should make public colleges and universities tuition free so that every young person in this country, regardless of income, does have that option. That's not the case today. Will you work with me and others to make public colleges and universities tuition-free through federal and state efforts?
Senator, I think that's a really interesting idea, and it's really great to consider and think about, but I think we also have to consider the fact that there's nothing in life that's truly free. Somebody's going to pay for it.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Somebody will pay for it, but that takes us to another issue. And that is, right now we have proposals in front of us to substantially lower tax breaks for billionaires in this country, while at the same time low-income kids can't afford to go to college. Do you think that makes sense?
Senator, I think if your question is really around how can we help college and higher education be more affordable for young people as they anticipate.
Actually, that wasn't my question. My question is, should we make public colleges and universities tuition-free so that every family in America, regardless of income, will have the ability to have their kids get a higher education? That was my question.
Senator, I think we can work together, and we could work hard on making sure that college or higher education in some form is affordable for all young people that want to pursue it.
But not free, because as Margaret Thatcher famously said, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. It's true. There's nothing free. I love when the government says this. It's like when they say, we need to make investments in infrastructure and investments in the cities. You know what that means, right? That means you're going to pay more taxes. That's what investment means. So there's nothing free. There is. I love that. Because, Bernie Sanders, of course, talked about free college. Free ice cream for everyone. It's awesome. But nothing is free. Somebody has to pay for it somewhere. And more than likely, it's going to be you or me. All right. Now that Barack Obama is jetting out to Palm Springs, California. By the way, did you know this? That Barack Obama is leaving D.C. on Air Force One, but they're not going to call it Air Force One because he's not going to be the president. And he's actually mooching one more ride to Palm Springs. Yeah. And you know who's paying for that? That's right. You and I. Because nothing is free. All right. I want to play this for you. This is a little montage that the people at the Free Beacon put together of the love affair between Chris Matthews and Barack Obama. Listen. All right, here we go. Okay, come on, let's go. I don't know why this thing's not playing.
Good evening, I'm Chris Matthews in Washington. Let me start tonight with this big one. Is Barack Obama going for it? Is he set on becoming one of the great presidents in history? I'm not talking about Mount Rushmore, but perhaps the level right below it.
Yeah. Okay.
The feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech. I felt this thrill going up my leg. I don't have that too often.
Steady.
I think Obama was so exciting. I think it was the thrill up the leg, and I admit it, I was overwhelmed by his speeches. He speaks about America in a way that has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the feeling we have about our country.
Well, his whole life has been crystal clear and clean as a whistle and transparent.
He can take any shot. He smiles with. He has charm. He has the command of the issues. He has scope.
He's done everything right.
This guy's done everything right. He's raised his family right. He's done everything right. He's been immaculate in the presidency. He's never done anything wrong in his life. Everything he's done is clean as a whistle. He's got an IQ that must be up in the 100 and whatever range, way up there. His family is picture perfect. He's never not only broken any law, he's never done anything wrong. He's the perfect father, the perfect husband. Nobody's accused of any corruption. His kids are perfect. His wife is perfect. It's taking us out of the rut and taking us to a new place. The biblical term for it, since we're in a biblical era, is deliverance. And now I'm going to elect this genius president, Obama.
And how many of you are for this gentleman?
To see Barack Obama elected president was, to me, emotionally and physically stirring. Exquisite, eloquent statement about the social and moral predicament of today's police. I've had great hopes for President Obama over the years, and I've been proud of many things he's done as president. I guess I'm known as an Obama supporter. It's pretty well known I've always gone for this guy. This guy tonight was something else. He is going...
Oh, my God. At least we're not going to have to listen to this anymore. But here's a little encore for you. Encore. Here we go.
It's going to be a post-presidential Nelson Mandela. It was his debut when he wowed us. He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. I think he's smarter than anybody here right now. And I think he will know that. I hope he knows that. Anyway,
I am so proud of the country.
to reelect this president. I'm so glad we had that storm last week.
You know, I do look up to him in so many ways. And I do this really objectively, I think. I look at him and listen to him after he's briefed us on something. Oh, this guy ought to be president.
Spark. That's what I saw tonight. Spark, and I heard it in the president. I missed it. Barack Obama can do both. He has a brain, and he has a heart. And he can cause...
He's got a brain and a heart.
It's a thrill in the American people. Well, looking back and listening to those words, I can see why I was thrilled. Mr. President, thank you for having the courage to stand up for this country.
Oh, there you have it. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone. What is Chris Matthews going to do without Barack Hussein Obama? What are we all going to do without the smartest, greatest president of all time? I don't know. I think we're going to have to take a step back and realize that, my God, we just really dodged a bullet here. I mean, the fact that he completely transformed this country, the fact that he's been successful in trying to destroy this country. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but please go forth and make America great again. All right, check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you, to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on dot-com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.